Welcome to Walking in Wisdom and Worship. I'm Brian, your host. I'm so glad you're here for this journey. Over the next 10 sessions, we'll explore how wisdom and worship intertwine to shape a life that honors God. Today, we begin with Psalms 37:5. Commit your way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. He shall bring it to pass. Let's pray. Lord, we come before you with open hearts. Teach us what it means to commit our way to you, to trust you fully, and to worship you with our lives. May your Spirit guide us in wisdom today. Amen. So as we travel through this journey of committing our way into the Lord, I've got a story I'm going to share with you that I wrote years ago. It's called Where Has God Been? It has been a blessing to me. This is a road that I was in at one point in time. So here's what that story shows. You find yourself traveling down the dark and narrow road, feeling alone and empty. You don't know which way to go. You look ahead and notice a light. Standing there is your mother. Running to her, you ask her to help you, but she tells you she can't help you right now. Feeling more alone, you keep traveling down that dark and lonely road, and you see another light ahead. Standing there is your dad. So you stop to ask him for help, but he says, I'm sorry, I can't help you right now. Empty or inside, you keep traveling this lonely, dark road. When you spot another light, you see your friends standing there, so you stop hoping they will help. You ask them, but they all replied, sorry, we can't help you right now. With your head held low, you keep walking down the road. When out of the corner of your eye, you noticed a light shining around an old country church. You say, surely the pastor can help me. You enter in, finding him, and asked him for help. But you heard those words once more. I'm sorry, I can't help you right now. So frustrated and worn, you run out of the church, keep going down the lonely, dark road. When you reach a dead end, you fell to your knees, screaming out to God, asking him, where are you? Where have you been? God replies back to you, I've been right there with you every step you made. I was there when you stopped and asked your mother for help and received her reply. All you needed to do is just stop and pray, but you kept going. I was there when you asked your father for help and heard the same reply, when all you needed to do was stop and talk to me, you kept going. I was there when you asked your friends for help and listened to their reply. All you needed to do was just stop and pray, but you kept going. I was there when you stopped and asked the pastor at that church, the old country church, for help. All you needed to do was just kneel down at that old altar and talk to me, but you kept going. You see, I never left you. I've been there shining in every situation, trying to get your attention. Now I ask you, why didn't you stop and talk to me? Why did you keep running? Whatever your answers are, whatever your problems are, just turn them over to me. I love you. I'm here. I want to help you. My burdens are light. Cast yours on me, and I will carry them for you. So as we look into this scripture here, Psalms 37:5, as it says, commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in him, he shall bring it to pass. We find ourselves with quite a few lessons we can get out of this scripture and everything, things that we can use for our everyday life. So let's break that down. Let's break that scripture down a little bit and see what we can get out of it. The phrase, commit your way to the Lord, encourages us to fully surrender our plans, ambitions, and our daily activities unto God's capable hands. It's an intervention to place our trust in him, knowing that he's ultimately in control of all things. This verse emphasizes an important aspect of our faith that balances between our efforts and God's guidance. It invites us to trust that. When we submit our lives and decisions to God, he will guide us on the right path and assure that things work out for the good. In a world that often encourages independence and self-reliance, this verse reminds us that there is a greater purpose at play. When we commit our ways to God, we are saying that we believe in his wisdom and understanding which surpasses our own. We place our lives and future in his hands. Our Creator, who knows what's best for us. The verse begins with a call to commit your way to the Lord. The word commit means to dedicate or devote something completely. It highlights the importance of dedicating our lives to God's purpose and His will. We often have our plans, the things we hope to achieve, the dreams we want to realize, and the ways we believe we should go. However, through this verse, we are gently reminded that consider handling it all over to God. This involves trusting in Him wholeheartedly. So, as we continue breaking this verse down, the Hebrew word meaning to commit your way into the Lord, Hebrew means roll onto, like rolling a burden onto God's shoulders. It's not a partial commitment. It's a full surrender of His plans, desires, and outcomes. There are several other lessons we can take from Psalms 37:5. One of the most apparent is the importance of surrendering our plans to God. This involves trusting in Him more than relying on our strength, our intelligence. We often try to manage our lives and control outcomes, but we're reminded here that God's ways are higher than our own. We grow and learn to lean on Him more when we practice surrender. So, as we keep breaking this down a little bit further, trusting God's promises requires waiting and being patient. Even when circumstances feel overwhelming, we may want immediate results, but God's plans are often unfavorable and requires our trust, whether in times of joy, sorrow, desires, answers of clarity. Our faith is cultivated through understanding that God's always working behind the scenes on our behalf. Additionally, Psalms 37:5 teaches us not to be disheartened by other success. We may experience moments of doubt, of frustration, when it seems people who do not follow God enjoy abundance and peace. However, this verse reassures us that true fulfillment comes through our relationship with God, not in competition with the worldly, that He is better at understanding of our needs and direction than we may ourselves. The phrase "to the Lord" highlights the relationship aspect of faith. It signifies surrendering our will to God as our Lord and Savior. It means recognizing His authority and seeking alignment with His purpose. It's not simply about asking God for what we want and hoping He delivers, but for seeking His heart and guidance in everything we do. Lastly, we're to trust in Him. Encouraged faith beyond words, trust requires belief in God's provision and His perfect timing. We'll lean on Him and find assurance in His promises. This part of the verse emphasizes faith. It calls for action on our part to actively trust in God through prayer, reading His word, and reflecting on His faithfulness in our lives. Measures of success. Our focus should be committing our way to Him, trusting that He is working in our best interest. And finally, we learned that about actively precipitation in our relationship with God, it's not enough to simply say we trust Him. We must actively commit our way and continue to seek His guidance in our lives. This involves constant communication through prayer, seeking His word for direction. This is the more we engage with God, the more we grow. So as we continue to break this verse here down, first and foremost, we got to commit our way into the Lord. We got to turn everything we got over to Him. Regardless of the outcome, we still have to turn it over to Him and let Him handle it. Now, secondly, we got to trust that He will do what He says He does. The Bible tells us constantly throughout the Bible to trust in Him, put our faith in Him, constantly trust in Him. So trust is an active reliance, not a passive belief. Wisdom says God knows better than I do. Worship says I honor Him by resting in His care. So by us fully committing and fully trusting in Him, He's going to help us get to where we need to be. He's going to help us get through the problems we make. He's going to help us get through the struggles we may be going through. He's going to be there every step of the way as we go through it. Now, sometimes the outcome by fully trusting into God is not what we want, but it's what God sees that we need at that time or at that given point that we need to focus on and to continue to rely on Him as we as we travel throughout this world. I mean, this world's broken. And there's people out there that'll tell you one thing and do something totally else. And we just got to, as Christians and believers, we have got to fully surrender our lives to Him. We got to fully surrender our God. He's called us to surrender to Him. He sent His Son to die on the cross to save us. Who else do we know in the world that will send their child, daughter, son, to go die on a cross on Calvary just to save a dying, sinful world that we're living in? This is one of those things that there's not one of us out there that would do that. Man, but God sent His only Son. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe Him shall not perish but have everlasting life." That's a promise to us that God, He's going to take care of us. He's going to take care of our needs and lead us in the direction that we need to go. And it took me a while to finally fully understand where God was leading me to, which way He wanted me to go. I kept running from Him. I kept failing to surrender my life to Him. I just kept just running like a dog with a tail between his legs, just kept running. And then finally one day, I went to a walk I went on, and God showed me, He said, "You got to let go of self and trust in Me. You got to follow Me. I will lead your direction." And He has really blessed me and my family. Over the last several years, He has blessed us. And to now to be able to share the Word with y'all and to be able to share what the experiences that He has given me and the problems that we have went through, it's just a blessing for me to be able to pass this on to you all out there. And I'm thankful for God for setting me straight, setting me on that narrow path I need to go on, that I need to be back on, got me back on track. And see, God responds to surrender with faithfulness. His timings may be different, but His actions are certain. To give you an example in the Bible, Abraham trusts God's promises even when it seemed impossible. So tie wisdom and worship together. Wisdom is choosing God's way. Worship is celebrating His faithfulness. So as we go out through this week, we go out through our days, let's lean on God. Let's put our full trust into Him. Let's commit our whole lives to Him. Let's commit our families to Him and allow that He's going to take care of us. He's going to help us out as He sees fit. It's not our will. It's His will be done. So give you some practical applications that you can do. Is first and foremost, you want to stop and pray throughout the day. You want to pray continually. You want to be fully committed. Do daily prayer. If you got a certain time of the day that you pray, use it. Whether it be in the morning, whether it be at night, whatever it may be, you just take that time and you just pray. And just nothing else. If it's just a simple prayer, is, "Lord, I commit my way to You today." Just a simple prayer. But dig deep down in your hearts, deep down in your soul, and just allow God to continue working in your life and just start praying. Another way you can do it, if you're into journaling, you can write journals down. I mean, you can write down one area of life that you're surrendering. I'm going to surrender my kids to You. I'm going to surrender my career to You. I'm going to continue my family to You. I'm going to surrender my finances to You, my relationships to You. And the list keeps going. But you could use like a journaling exercise. You could do it that way. You could write it down, and then you could continue praying for that. And you could write down one side. You write down what I need to do is personal. How do I need to pray for this person? Or just whatever you choose. And then the next application you can do is being obedience as worship. Worship isn't just singing. It's living, surrendered every act of your obedience in worship. So just give that obedience to God. If God is knocking on your door today, this evening, this morning, or any time He's knocking on your door, say, "Hey, I need you to go do this." Well, by showing obedience and doing what He wants you to do, and doing what He wants you to do, you can go a long ways. And God's going to be there every step of the way. But yes, we're going to fall backwards. We're going to fail. But we are to continue pressing forward. As the podcast is called, Just One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus, all I'm asking of you. So I named this podcast because that's how I live. I live just one day at a time. I take one day at a time. I'm not promised tomorrow. I'm not promised the next day. I just take one day at a time. I just let God guide me through my everyday life. Here recently, I've been started praying a lot more here recently. That's one of the things that I've been working towards, and a few other things. So as we continue going on, there's different stories throughout the Bible that we can look into. Like another one I mentioned with Abraham, he left his homeland in Genesis chapter 12. He committed his way. He trusted God, and God acted. A modern example would be someone choosing integrity at work despite pressure. Trusting God with our outcome is wisdom in worship. A personal reflection, share a moment when surrendering a plan brought unexpectedly peace or blessing. So it's like my personal would be God, he showed me on that mountain, on that walk I went on, that I needed to get self out of the way. That self was holding me back. And as soon as I set that aside and got self out of the way, God started acting. He started working. But he's always working. He's always knocking on my door. He's always sitting there working. He's helping me along the way. But we had to fully surrender and fully commit our way to him in order for him to continue working and acting. And as you go throughout this week, this weekend, I encourage you, I give you a challenge. Think of one area where you're struggling to trust God this week. Take that struggle and commit it to him daily. So pray to him daily. So if you're struggling in pornography, if you're struggling in lust, if you're struggling in your marriage, I encourage you, I challenge you to take that struggle that you're going through and put the trust in God. Give it to God this week. Commit it to him daily. Write it down. Pray over it. And watch how wisdom and worship grow in that space. It may not happen overnight. I mean, it's possible it could, but it may not happen overnight. But just continue lifting that area in your life up each and every day, and just seeing how your journey turns around, and how your marriage comes, and how your life becomes. Like, for example, a challenge I could use is study my Bible every day. I don't study like I need to, so I say, "Hey Lord, I want to trust in you, so I'm gonna give you this. I want you to help me to study my Bible each and every day." So I pray that you just take the distractions away and allow me to be able to study your word each and every day. It may be one scripture, it may be multiple scriptures that he gives you, but then that's what we do. And that's how you get that over to him. Just pray over it. Bathe it in prayer. Bathe all your problems, all your sorrows, whatever you may be going through, bathe it in prayer. Reach out to your family, friends that are Christians, and just bathe them in prayer. And just have them help pray with you. Say, "Hey, would you pray for this? Your pastor, hey, I got this going on. Can you help me pray for this?" Just bathe it in prayer. And God will act. I've seen him work more times than any. I've seen him work. I've been in churches where the service may not be going the right direction. You feel like it's like a dead service, and next thing you know it, somebody started praying and everything, and it turned completely around. And so just bathe it in prayer each and every day as you go out. Just bathe it in prayer. And Lord, I mean, as we continue this out, let's pray as we continue out, as we finish out our time on committing our way to the Lord today, and let's pray over it. Lord, thank you for teaching us to commit our way to you. Help us walk wisely in worship you in every decision, and trust you with the outcomes. In the Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for joining me for session one of Walking in Wisdom and Worship. Next time, we'll explore the path of wisdom from Proverbs 4:7. Until then, keep walking in wisdom and keep worshiping in spirit and truth.